Thanks to JPR's Jane Vaughn for that excellent report. Now we turn our attention to another city and a lighter issue. The Crescent City Longboard Classic Competition and Festival will be held on September 28th through 29th. Joining me on the exchange to tell us more is Curtis Shaw, the Event and Community Engagement Director for the Redwood Parks Conservancy. Welcome to the exchange, Curtis.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate to be here.
So you're with the Redwood Parks Conservancy, but you're in charge of a surfing competition? Tell me more.
Yeah, part of the Conservancy is, you know, we like to educate and get people to come out and enjoy the outdoors. And this is a partnership that we do with the North Coast Lifeguard Association, who's part of the California State Parks. And they obviously do the lifeguards up and down the coast here in Humboldt and Del Norte counties. And so this is a staple of Del Norte County for about 16 years. Beverly Knoll and her son put this together. It ended in 2018, but it was kind of a staple for the community. It was a very successful surfing competition that was renowned, in the region. And so having an opportunity to bring that back, the parks through the Conservancy decided that this is a good community event, as well as to try to get more people into surfing. And it's a family-friendly event, so it really ties in time with what we're trying to do here at the Conservancy.
Well, what happened that it stopped and then started up again?
Yeah, so Beverly and her son, they moved out of the area, and it was just a lot. And through personal things that were happening with them, they had to unfortunately leave the area. That also meant they could no longer do the longboard competition, but they did hold it for, over 16 years. And I think at the height, they had like 220 surfers that came in, which is a pretty good turnout for any surfing event. Bringing it back in, we're not quite there. I think we'll probably have about 50 or 75 surfers competing in the event this year. But we're just excited to be able to do it and do something that's good for the community.
Well, when I think of surfing, I typically think of Southern California, not Northern. Why is Crescent City a good place to host a surfing competition?
Well, that's a good question. Obviously, the waves are going to be a little bit different. What's unique about this surfing competition is it's specifically just for longboards. So it's nine plus feet out. It's kind of the mecca for longboard surfing here in the Northwest. We don't have the big waves or the as warm as water as they do in Southern California, that's for sure. But you certainly will be able to catch more waves without all the people here in Crescent City. And, all year long, we have surfers that are coming up and either getting to know the event or they're just coming out and enjoying the waves. So there are some, if you can catch a good wave, it is a really interesting and fun sport.
Well, talk to me like I'm a kid who doesn't know anything about surfing, because I don't. What's the difference between a longboard and any other kind of board?
Well, you kind of have me there either. I'm not a surfer as well. I'm just putting it together and organizing the event through the lifeguards. But from a staff standpoint, most of the boards are shorter than 9 feet. They're not going to be as wide, and they're going to be a little bit more versatile as far as what you can do on the board and maneuver around. The longboard certainly it's more of a classic kind of old school surfing, that they did back in the day, and it just has kind of stayed to the present.
So describe the scene that you expect to see. What can attendees expect to experience? And
sure. Yeah, so this year, last year we put it together really quick. We only had about a month to prepare for it. We got in just about 40 surfers that came in last year. This year, knowing that we wanted to do it again, we wanted to expand it out and bring more of the community aspect to it, and also have a reason for people to come down to Crescent City and Del Norte. So with that, we expanded it out. We partnered up with the Crescent City Harbor District and one of the local breweries here, Port au Prince, and we're making a festival area over on the Harbor District, which overlooks South Beach, where the surf competition is going to be. So there we're going to have live music both days, starting at 10 a.m., goes till 6 p.m., food vendors, craft vendors, as well as a beer garden. We're encouraging people to bring their chairs so they can either enjoy the live music there at the harbor or walk down to the beach and enjoy the surf competition. So it certainly is a family event that way, and entertain it for the surfers as well as just the people that like to come out and support the Conservancy. The big thing about this is, we're putting on this event to, one, let people know the Redwood Parks Conservancy is here. The impact that the Redwood Parks and National State Parks have within the region is tremendous, and it's one of the ways that they can come out and support the parks is directly by donating and supporting the events that the Redwood Parks Conservancy does.
Well, let's talk about those funds that are raised from the event. What happens to them, and how do they support the work that you do?
So the funds, all the proceeds go directly back to the Conservancy, and then we are the official nonprofit partner for the Redwood National and State Parks. So our main focus is we operate all the visitor centers and the gift shops within the parks, but then we also go out and solicit donations through private donors, write grant works for shortcomings that the parks might have as far as funding, really are a true partner there. Through this, we have several sponsors that are helping us put on the event, but also tickets for the surf festival or the surf competition are going to go directly back to the North Coast Lifeguards and help them with their program. And then any of the proceeds that happen through the beer sales, as well as we're going to have a booth there where we sell merchandise, all those funds get put back into a general fund that the parks have access to.
Well, it sounds like a good time for a good cause. And talk about the work of the Redwood Park Conservancy beyond this. What do you do year-round?
So we provide support for our park and public land partners in a variety of ways. The Conservancy, like I said, operates the park stores and seven visitor centers, providing interpretive and education items for sale. The proceeds from those sales get returned back to our parks to fund much-needed education, science, preservation, and restoration projects. And again, that's, you know, people all over the world come here to support and experience the Redwood Parks. It is a huge impact that they have within the community here. And some of the other projects that we help support year-long is the Grove of the Titans, the Junior Ration Program, Endangered Species Protection, the reintroduction of California condors, and much more. And none of that would be possible without the generosity of individuals who give to Redwood Parks Conservancy.
Well, we've got about a minute left. What are some of the biggest projects that need funding right now?
Well, certainly the reintroduction of the California condors is such a beautiful program. The Park Service is working with the York Tribe through that reintroduction program, but it is a year, you know, many years in the making, coming to fruition and many years down the road to make sure that the condors are successfully reintroduced into California. That's probably one of the most unique programs that we do have. We also have a Mill Creek restoration project that we're doing, where they're literally going back and kind of, same with the work with the Redwood Rising, going back and tearing or making the natural forest back to where it used to be before we came in and logged it and started putting roads and things in there. So that restoration programs are, you know, we're doing work here that should benefit public lands, you know, 100, 2 year, 200, 300 years down the road. To try to get the forest back to where it once was.
Well, very quickly, over the original contest, 3 years initially, some of the attendees saw sand dune degradation. What are you doing to protect the sand dunes?
So there, again, is one of our partners, the Talawa Sand Dunes Reserve. We work with them directly. We host, through them, several work projects that go out onto the sand dunes themselves and remove some of that invasive species and also make sure that we're planting the correct species just to in order to protect the sand dunes. So that's just one of the many projects that we work on.
Well, that's all the time we have for the exchange today. Thank you, Curtis Shaw. We really appreciate you telling us more about this event.
Thank you very much for having me on the air, and thank you for everybody who supports the Conservancy and get out and enjoy your parks. They're beautiful.
Well, you can find more about this at our website at jeffexchange.org. That's where you can find these conversations and more. Or you can subscribe to our shows wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Mike Green. Natalie Golay is our senior producer, and Zach Beagle is engineering our show today. Our theme music is composed by Maxwell and Terry Longshore. Thanks for joining us, and have a nice day.